The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Hour 2 of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, folks. Sharing with you as to who's doing the attacking. Folks, this isn't about attacking any particular people. This is about defending the particular people that are under attack, namely you, by a radical agenda called the homosexual agenda. But friends, you've been told that it's just a satire. Silly, silly Americans. Silly Americans. If you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize, said Tacitus. Exactly right. This is about a stifling, friends, of Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights concerning your free speech. By the way, freedom is found in the right to do what the law permits. The law does not permit sodomy, friends, in this country. But again, they have to put themselves in the victim position so they can attack, and attack they do, friends. I'm going to give you some analogies. I'm sorry, not analogies, but some stories concerning, some news reports concerning those that even went so far to create. And by the way, friends, these are coming. There's a plethora of reports of homosexuals playing the victim. And what are they doing? They're the ones doing the attacking. I'll share that with you in just a couple moments. Folks, the Homosexual Manifesto is just a satire. Silly, silly Americans. Folks, we were talking about on October 28th of 2009, the criminal himself, Barack Hussein Obama, signed into unlaw policy, criminal policy, the Matthew Shepard hate crime legislation, which is based on a lie. Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for dead. This is portrayed as a hate crime because Shepard was a sodomite, when in fact it was a bungled burglary, not motivated by hate. One of Shepard's murderers told ABC News that he was high on crystal meth during the attack, and it was the drugs that sparked his rage. Well, who made the choice to take the drugs, dummy, right? But it wasn't Shepard's orientation, even though Shepard put his hand on one of these guys' legs. And during the trial, however, the killers remained silent about the issue in exchange for not receiving the death sentence. No, America, because if you had the facts, you wouldn't have been told about the Matthew Shepard hate crime bill. But when you pull the curtain back, you'll get as to what's really going on. The Homosexual Manifesto, friends, it's just a satire, you're told. Silly, silly Americans. If you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. That's what's at work today. And by the way, friends, who means to control you? Who is stifling Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights? This criminal administration is. He's appointed these people to do it. With radical Muslims on their heels. Of course. Of course. Ben Fritzen, a former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case, even told ABC News concerning the lie of the Shepherd's hate crime legislation. A former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case even told ABC News, Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in this murder. If it was not Shepard, they would have found another easy target. What it really came down to is really drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for it. But again, keep in mind what Chai Feldblum said, that this advances a compelling government interest. Wow, wow, wow. Talking about daring the justice of God, America. And by the way, when I'm talking about these crimes, friends, you do need to understand that you didn't take heed to the warning 6 years ago. That's now why you're dealing with those that are advocating transgender bathroom bills. You're being infiltrated on every side by radical Muslims, you're told, friends, that want to take down America, and yet this administration has, and the state-controlled narrative is to get your eyes on the bathroom bill. Yep, diversion, diversion, diversion. Nothing new under the sun. Huh. But folks, it's just a satire. It's just a satire. They don't really mean that they want to sodomize your kids, folks. They don't mean that they'll just, you know, shut down the church. They didn't really mean that they would stab you in your puny hearts, for those that oppose the homosexual lifestyle. No, they didn't. It's just a satire. They said, we shall be victorious, because we are filled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the ages. We, too, are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks. Friends, masks off. That's the homosexual manifesto. Masks off. I mean, this is just crazy stuff. But again, friends, it's just a satire. Now we see this criminal administration threaten the state. Hey, folks, if you remember rightly, this administration threatened the governors on the borders that if they enforced immigration laws, they would sue them. And at length, guess what they did? They went after him. In America! Right? The same administration is threatening North Carolina to hold billions of dollars because of the Bathroom Privacy Act. Notice the words they're using. They're purposely, folks, not only deceiving you, but confusing you. He said that we'll withhold billions of dollars from you, North Carolina, if you don't let this bill go. Wait a second. Where do those billions of dollars come from, America, me and you? I didn't know that it was his job to reallocate our tax dollars to support those that are tearing down our laws. But that's what he's been doing since day one, with the permission of the American people. Hey, folks, this isn't American government. This is crime in American government. This is opening up the innocent to the abominable in every way. But again, friends, you're told it's only a satire, right? You know, it was reported that Bruce Springsteen was going to cancel concert in North Carolina. Ah, we're going to miss you, Bruce. Then came Bryan Adams. Ah, we're going to miss you, Brian. And then all of a sudden, here comes Pearl Jam. Ah, we're going to miss you guys too, right? Yeah, not. Hey, folks, apparently there was a blackout when these immoral agents, the above said, made their decision to cancel. Because if they would have shut their mouth and paid attention to the details, they would have found out the individual that was actually leading up the gender-neutral bill in North Carolina. His name is Chad Severance, who's leading the charge. He's a convicted pedophile. And by the way, Barack Hussein Obama is getting behind this convicted pedophile, Chad Severance. I'm going to come back with more details, but friends, it's the homosexual manifesto. It's just a satire. Man, they just attack those people that keep telling you the truth because it's not really true. Well, listen, if it wasn't true, then why do they attack them? We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back, 1-866-582-9933, highlighting the Homosexual Manifesto. But America, you're told by the homosexuals that it's a satire. It's a total satire. In other words, it's not for real. Come on, guys. Michael, he's out of his mind. Why did he write something like that? And furthermore, Congress knows all about it. Well, folks, let me tell you something. You have compromised men in American government that are corrupt, that need to be dealt with because they are showing you who they are. Mask off. That's the last thing they said at the end of the gay manifesto. But again, you're just told it's, friends, it's just a satire. It's just a satire. Folks, I don't care if it's a satire or not. This is criminal. Sodomy is a criminal. Crime. Sodomites are criminals. I'm sorry. What I was going to say to you, friends, is there's no reason why we're even talking about the branches on the tree concerning the bathroom bill. No, not at all. I mean, folks, they have you. They are laughing at you. You're talking about the bathroom bill. Eye off the ball. Rather than dealing with the one that's actually bringing forth and advocating the crimes, they got you talking about the crimes that he's committing. The branch on the tree. Lay the axe to the root of the tree. Deal with the one that's advocating the crime. Hello? You know, it's interesting. I noticed that Americans, you're so quiet on this issue. You've been trained well. You've been doing such a good job. And all you that are playing it safe, you sit there and you watch the preacher over here, the preacher over there that's actually doing his job is unto God and unto you who are not worthy of his service. To sit back and watch him take it. Look at the state-controlled media. They're beating up on him now. Instead of you actually dealing with the people that are advocating the crime, you let them watch him beat up on the preacher. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. You should be ashamed of yourself every step of the way. But again, friends, we're talking about it's just a satire. It's not for real. I mean, that's what they said. Hey, folks, these people know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. I was talking about the break. Right before the break, friends. Bruce Springsteen and Bryan Adams and Pearl Jam. Oh, we're going to miss you. Instead of North Carolina standing up to these real legislators, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Instead of dealing with Bruce Springsteen and Bryan Adams and Pearl Jam and putting them out of business, you buy their albums. You go to their concerts. Hey, I'll tell you what, if, you know, Bruce, the guy that tries to sing, hey, you know, if you don't get behind a criminal president who has violated the Constitution over 1,168 times, and help out this pedophile that's trying to pass through this gender-neutral bill in North Carolina, hey, we're not going to come and play for you anymore. Wow. You can't fix stupid America. You really can't. And apparently that blackout that took place concerning in the lives of Brucey Springsteen and Bryan Adams and Pearl Jam, apparently they didn't know that Chad Severance, the guy that keeps changing his name because he doesn't want you to catch on to the fact that he's a convicted sex offender, and Barack Hussein Obama's using this guy, friends, to advocate a gender-neutral bill. He's got you dealing with the branches again. Hey, folks, do you know who Chad Severance is? He worked as a youth minister in 1998 and, in that capacity, allured young men to his apartment to spend the night where he would show them pornography illegally and tried to talk them into having sex. This is the guy leading it up. And one boy testified that he woke up to find Severance molesting him. Severance was convicted on one charge. Rest assured, friends, there's many more. You can rest assured. He was convicted on one charge of sexual molestation of a minor. He's a sex offender. He's got a report for 10 years, friends. This is who's leading it up. Barney Frank, former member of Congress, known homosexual pedophile, again, watch Conspiracy of Silence, friends, said concerning the sodomite communities, for those that are worried about the radical homosexual, let me put them on notice. Two down, two to go. What does he mean by that? I thought they were the victims. Friends, I thought they were the victims. I'm lost here again, and I'm just, it's not making sense, and I've yet to find one. As a matter of fact, you know what's interesting is, speaking of this bill right now, it's interesting because I went online, and while I was online, you know what I found? I found that there's a guy that claimed he was transgender that walked into a girl's bathroom and he started to violate this woman. That was his objective in the first place. But he said that, obviously he was a man, but he said that he was a woman, so therefore he could walk into the bathroom, and he assaulted, sexual predator jailed after claiming to be transgender so he could assault women. A biological man claiming to be transgender. Folks, this was just last week. A biological man claiming to be transgender so as to gain access to and prey on women in a women's shelter was jailed indefinitely last week after being declared by a judge a dangerous offender. Hey, now, friends, again, let's just go back a little bit. I have a friend that's an investigator in a county in my state. He said, Bradley, pedophiles, he said they're the nicest people to you in front of your face. He said, but don't ever turn your back on them. Nope, because Jesus said it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck and throw themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Friends, in other words, they went to the point of no return. They went too far. Read Exodus 22 as well. They went too far. The judge, doing his job in this particular case, declared this man a dangerous offender, jailed indefinitely. That means he's gone forever. And let me tell you something, when he gets to jail, it's not going to go over very well for sex offenders concerning children, friends. Do a little homework. Criminals even know not to put up with it. So going back to Barney Frank's friends, I'm curious. What does he mean? For those that are worried about the radical homosexual agenda, let me put them on notice. Two down, two to go. Wait, now we know that Barney Franks is a pedophile. Again, if you watch Conspiracy of Silence, you'll hear from Paul Benazzi tell you that he was brought as a young child, a young teenager to his home, and he was sodomized in his basement in Massachusetts several times. See, and this is what I'm talking about, how the people just laughed it off. Barney Franks, friends, admitted that his home was used for a homosexual prostitution ring, his apartment. America already knew that. But folks, it's just a satire. That's all. You can't believe everything guys like Bradley Dean say. You can't believe that Bible. No. That exposes us for who we really are. That's why we're attacking Christians. Exactly. We're written epistles for all men to read, and they don't like the fact that people are reading our message. Amen. Yeah. If you go back over to, again, friends, Barney Franks, I'm pulling up this information for you right now, you will find that he was the one that was attacking Don't Ask, Don't Tell more than anybody else. Barney Franks was also brought up in a pedophile ring investigation on February 5th, 1999. He's a sponsor of ENDA, Employment Non-Discrimination Act, where they force people to hire gays and mandating that you hire them. And if you don't, then you're going to get it. H.R. 1913, Hate Crimes Prevention Act, he's a sponsor of. Also, the spokesperson who said that you have not seen anything yet, speaking of the radical homosexual agenda during the overthrow of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Let me go back to General Pace, who was literally being scoffed at in court, in American court, by the radical homosexuals. And, of course, they were ignoring General Pace, namely, the state-controlled CIA-controlled media, was ignoring him. They didn't want you to know that General Pace stated that we should respect those who want to serve the nation, but not through the law of the land, condone activity that is counter to God's law. This is what he said in court. There are those, obviously, who do not agree with that. All I'm saying is that in my responsibility with the authority that I've been given are to obey the law of the land and to object if something is either illegal or immoral. General Pace goes on, the Uniform Code of Military Justice makes it illegal for members of the same sex or members of the opposite sex who are not married to have sex with each other. He said, it's the law and I'm upholding it. In other words, I'm not asking for the devil for permission to obey God.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book, plus get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again. Folks, I was really kind of hoping to hear from some of you brave souls out there that are in the fight with us. 1-866-582-9933. Got a half hour left. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, pro or con, folks, if you want to contend, that's fine too. If you want to go ahead and make a comment, please do. Remember the sexual predator I was just talking about, the transgender who was assaulting women in the bathroom? Christopher Hambrook, 37, leaned on the ever-expanding, listen carefully, legal rights offered to people who identify with the sex opposite of their biology under the name Jessica. This individual was able to get into a woman's shelter where he has sexually assaulted several women back in 2012 and up to the present. And then it gives the details as to his crimes. Another transgender man strips in front of girls in locker room, says transgender's laws allow it. Friends, it's not law. This is crime. I don't care. I don't care what corrupt officials say. I don't care. Folks, they need to be dealt with. This is who they are. I mean, this is so over the top. Hey, folks, here's another one for you. Transgender female MMA fighter. I mean, here's a man that calls himself a woman and gets into the ring with other females and he beats the chocolate out of them. What kind of people would be in an audience to sit there and watch a man beat up a woman and he can do it because he calls himself a woman? I mean, folks, that's like saying when I go commit a crime, hey, listen, I don't want to be called a criminal. I want you to call me a law abider. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's an issue of semantics, friends, but it all goes back to law. And this is all crime. End of story. Period. You know, it's interesting, friends. I did a little Google search right during the break. You know how I told you that they have to put themselves in the victim position? Well, I did a little transgender crimes right before I did the radio show because, folks, it's going to become prevalent. Mark my words. Just like when I said to the people, this is all about the kids. Then we found out about the NEA. Then we found out about Kevin Jennings. Then we started to see all the crimes being committed by pedophiles towards young kids, friends, in public schools on a weekly basis, one, two, three a week. So I did this because this is the new thing. This is what people are talking about. No, folks, you got to cut it off at the roots. Sodomy is the crime here. Okay? And folks, if you think where we're at now is the end of the line, no, you're dealing with lawless people. But listen to this. Read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, read Romans 1:24 and go on. Read the book, folks, of Jude. And then you can go to 26 other references in Scripture that condemn the abomination of sodomy. Okay? But let's go back to the Google search. Transgender crimes. Guess what pulls up? GLAAD. The following guidelines will help you ensure that transgender victims of violent crimes are always treated respectfully and fairly. GLAAD is a sodomite organization that will not get on the radio, friends. Violence, anti-violence, National Center, National Center for Transgender Victims of Hate Crimes. Did you know that 50% of all reported calls concerning hate crimes are homosexuals on homosexuals? Transgender hate crimes, number three on the Google search, Huffington Post. Number four, Wikipedia, list of unlawfully killed transgender people. Folks, I'm not advocating hurting anybody. That's why I'm warning you about what these people are doing to little kids. See? What this is all about. The fifth one down on the Google search, hate crimes against transgender people in America tripled. Really? I have yet to find one. Hey, folks, did you hear about the kid that thinks he's a girl in a school in Tennessee who went into the girl's bathroom, who's a boy, went into the girl's bathroom? Do you know the entirety of the school protested that transgender? But guess who came to his defense? The controlled media did. Do you realize what they're saying? Hey, you need to accept this offender. You need to accept what he wants to do and what he wants to see. And we don't care about all these kids in the school. We care about him because he's the one that's helping us upend America's sovereignty. We need guys like that because we want to, in our stupidity and our foolishness, we want to dare the justice of God to see if he really means that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example. You know, and interestingly enough, they even go so far to use the rainbow flag that God set after he destroyed the world because of the wickedness of man. And when he set that rainbow out there, guess what that was for, friends? That was the covenant of peace between God and man. And he said he would never destroy the world again by water. Nope. This time he said he's going to destroy it by fire. They use the flag that condemns their crimes. And there's idiots in this country that have the little rainbow stickers on the back of their cars. And they think it's a covenant between them and God. Well, God condemns their crimes and judges their crimes. And folks, this is why the likes of Dan Savage, this is why the likes of, hey folks, the President of the United States of America, I don't know if you know this or not, but I wrote to him on two different occasions right when he first got into office, and he responded to both my letters. This is why we will never have a public conversation with the President of the United States of America, because it's all controlled narrative. At any time, I will publicly, on television, with the tape rolling, debate any single one of these individuals. Nope. The only thing they do, friends, is attack. That's all they know how to do. That's all they know how to do is shout and shoot because they don't have the law on their side. They have to put it in the color of law. Again, they have to play the victims. Here, let me go over to this, friends. By the way, on this transgender crime, Google search, you better bet your bottom dollar Google is all about helping things along to their own demise. That's all you have to do is do a transgender crimes search and you'll find that they're all there defending the transgender against the crimes that they commit against the people. Again, friends, no one's advocating crime, but this is about protecting the innocent here, friends. Matter of fact, let me talk about the innocent. In 2008, worshipers at a Mount Hope Church in Lansing, Michigan, were stunned when members of a pro-homosexual, pro-anarchy organization, a satanic organization, interrupted their service. You can watch it on film. As a matter of fact, go online, friends. It's called Spit Against Heaven. Go online. It's called Spit Against Heaven. You can watch the video. But what they did, friends, is they interrupted the service at Mount Hope Church in Lansing, Michigan. They began to fling propaganda and condoms around the church sanctuary, drape a profane banner from the balcony, and feature two lesbians making out at the pulpit as the little sheepish church leader just steps aside and lets them do it. The open-minded and tolerant liberals ran down the aisle and across the pews, hoping against hope to catch a right-winger on tape daring to push back. Folks, they love to smack your face, don't they? They love to pull your hair, and then they have the audacity to cry victim status. This was in a church. They were hoping that someone was going to stand up against the crimes that they were committing in that church. In 1992, two Jeffersonville, Indiana lesbians, aged 17 and 16, friends, abducted a 12-year-old girl whom they accused of trying to steal a girlfriend. The little girl was pushed into the trunk of a car, stabbed repeatedly, and beaten with a heavy metal bar. While still struggling, they poured gasoline on her and set her ablaze. But folks, it's just a satire. Come on! It's just a satire, America! Later that year, a Fort Lauderdale, Florida 14-year-old was convicted of first-degree murder for helping to kill his 40-year-old father. The father was stabbed 45 times and beaten so badly with an iron skillet that the skillet shattered. The boy confessed that he helped his father's former homosexual lover and roommate kill him so he and the 31-year-old could live together. Wow. Did you know that Donald Harvey claimed 37 victims in Kentucky? Well, who's he? John Wayne Gacy raped and killed 33 boys in Chicago, burying them under his house and in his yard? Well, who's he? Patrick Kearney accounted for 32 murders, cutting his victims into small pieces after sex and leaving them in a trash bag along the Los Angeles freeway. Who's he? Who's Bruce Davis? He molested and killed 27 young men and boys in Illinois. Well, who's he? A gay sex murder torture ring. Coral Henley Brooks sent 27 Texas men and boys to their grave. Well, who is that guy? All three of them. Who are those guys? What about Juan Corona was convicted of murdering 25 migrant workers. He made love with their dead bodies. You know who they were, friends? The top six U.S. male serial killers, they were all sodomites. But it's being sold to you, friends, that they're the victims. That's just crazy. Hey, folks, the ACLU is defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, for this pedophile's group's role in the brutal murder of 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley in 1997. I'm going to give you some details right on the other side of this break, friends. Hey, folks, this is about attacking nobody, but defending them that are under attack. America, hey, you're under attack by the radicals. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Okay, final segment, friends. The ACLU is defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, for this pedophile's group's role in the brutal murder of 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley in 1997. Salvatore Sicari and Charles James picked up fifth-grader Jeffrey Curley and took the boy to the Boston Public Library, where James assessed NAMBLA's website. Later, the men they allured him by promising him a new bike. This little 10-year-old boy, beautiful little boy. They allured him by promising him a brand new bike. So they brought him to the Boston Library, where James assessed NAMBLA's website. Later, the men attempted to sexually assault Curley, but the boy fought back. Attempting to restrain him, James gagged the 10-year-old with gasoline and a gasoline-soaked rag, eventually killing him. The men put Jeffrey's body in a tub with concrete and threw it into the river. The ACLU argues that the newsletters and other NAMBLA materials in James' possession, which contain photographs of boys of various ages and nude drawings of boys, are protected speech under the Constitution. Folks, that's a communist organization, and as I've highlighted so many times, Roger Baldwin said that the end of the ACLU is communism. They're all working together to destroy who you are. And again, you have the law on your side, friends. Do keep in mind, after they killed little Jeffrey Curley, before they put him in the tub and cemented the tub and then threw him in the water, friends, in the river, do keep in mind they took his body at 1 o'clock in the morning and they sodomized his corpse. I'm sorry to have to tell you that, but I want you to understand the mindset of what you're up against here. we were talking about the Homosexual Manifesto. It's just satire, friends. If you read the Homosexual Manifesto, which is in the Congressional Record, you can see that there's nothing about it that's satire. It's exactly who they are. Mask off is mask off today. Did you hear about in Los Angeles, the elementary school teacher Mark Burns was arrested and accused of taking bondage photos, some showing suspected semen-filled spoons at the children's mouths. Elementary school, friends. This is what they're trying to normalize, friends. A former Big Brother's Big Sister volunteer was arrested on a complaint of lewd molestation, forcible sodomy, and two-degree rape with a boy under 16 years old. The pederast homosexual crime, John Gisler, was a science teacher at Whitney Middle School in State, and the victim was believed to be Gisler's little brother. Yep. That's right. I am waiting for the opportunity for someone to accuse me of something that I don't know that I'm talking about. Because you better bet your bottom dollar in these organizations, just like that of Sandusky's friends, that's exactly what those organizations are covering for in many cases. I'm not saying that's their purpose. I'm saying that there's many homosexuals that prey on young people, young boys. The John Jay team reported that 10,666 people in the United States had made sexual assault charges between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the Internet. A Homosexual Manifesto is just a satire, friends. Do you understand why they're trying to shut you up? Because they don't want to be exposed. I'm talking about the radicals here, friends. I'm talking about those that are committing crimes against children. High-profile attorney Aaron Bibber from Minnesota was sentenced to 18 years in prison for raping a 15-year-old boy whom police said he was groomed from the age of 11 years old. It happened to be his son's best friend. See, they think they're above the law, friends. That's why they do what they do. Hennepin County District Judge Lloyd Zimmerman, good job, sir, said this is one of the most horrific cases he's ever seen. Yeah, because he thought he could get away with it. What happens, America, when you send the message that you're not going to get away with it? In 2010, former Minneapolis Park Police Captain William Jacobs was charged with sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy from 2007 to 2009. Prosecutors added child pornography charges to the mix after police found 40,000 pornographic images on hard drives and DVDs in his home. 17 more witnesses came forward to testify that they were abused by Jacobs between 1962 and 1980. Yep. But folks, it's just a satire. Come on. Come on, America. Again, I'm laughing because I've already cried. And I want to tell you something. I pray over this daily. As for the innocent in the womb that are being murdered because America has accepted the fact that your government, which is not American government, has sanctioned the murder of the innocent. When God hates, hey folks, I hate hands that shed innocent blood. And God's got a special place. My father's got a special place in his heart as a defender of the little ones. And there's times where I feel ashamed that I can go to sleep at night without even thinking about the innocent in the womb. Or those little boys and those little girls that are being violated at will because America laughed it off and thought it was some joke. Silly Americans. Silly Americans. The Homosexual Manifesto is just a satire. No, it's not. No, it's not. Self-inflicted hate crimes. Folks, this is the tip of the iceberg. I don't have time to go through this, but Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said that the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Later, Elliot This little sodomite admitted to police that the injuries were self-inflicted. It's not a joke, friends. They mean to accuse the innocent of the crimes that they themselves commit. I got to tell you too, friends, what I did after I read this story is I had to go up to my dictionary, the Webster's 1828, and look up the word stupid. Very dull, insensible, senseless. Yep, that's exactly right. Maybe those that want to commit crime, regardless of what it is, might want to read Hebrews 4:13. You might want to go ahead and understand, friends, what Deuteronomy 18:18-19 says. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil from among you. Nope. And when they do this, friends, and when they're caught for their crimes against the innocent, what happens? Their hands are smacked. Don't do that again. What happens, friends, even if you were accused of it and it went to court, how would the state controlled narrative be set concerning your case? They would be accusing you every single step of the way. Would they not? Folks, again, this is the tip of the iceberg. I could go on and on and on concerning these crimes. I mean, on and on and on and on and on. I'll give you one more, and then I'm going to give you over to Stephanie. In Douglas County, Colorado, a lesbian couple called the police after they found the words "kill the gays" scrawled in red cross and red across their garage and a noose hanging from their front door. Well, perhaps the women didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated, because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of the FBI, the good guys there, involved, authorities stated the women themselves were responsible for the acts. They were charged with both criminal mischief and false reporting, and one of the women, Amy Whitchurch, faced an additional charge of forgery. They both pleaded guilty to the charges. Folks, it's called bigotry in reverse, the homosexual manifesto. It's just a satire. No, friends, it's becoming your reality. Wake up.
And, you know, reality is something that people many times do not want to hear about. It's kind of like the pretty word for murdering a baby in the mother's womb is called abortion. Well, it's truly murder. See, people don't want you to see pictures of aborted babies,
that's right,
murdered babies, because then you can actually really see the reality of what it is. No longer is it some alien, some fetus. You can see the truth of what abortion, murder, is. In the same way, when you're going through these crimes, these homosexuals and some of these things, it's things that people shouldn't even think about. They're so sick and reprobate in the mind that these kind of thoughts shouldn't even enter into their heads what they're doing. And when you're hearing and you're listening to the radio program, you might think, oh, I don't want to hear this. I don't like to hear this stuff. You know, we don't like the fact that this stuff is going on out there, which is why we're bringing it to the light and to the attention of people so everyone can do something about it. Yes, it's unpleasant to hear. It's things we don't want to even know about. But you know what? They're happening. So it's time for us to do and time for us to act. And we need you to be a part of that. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Many of you have heard this plea time and time and time again, but you've done nothing. Please go be a part of reaching out to others, speaking the truth, black and white, and changing the hearts of America. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Don't delay. Do it today.
Well, that was good. Love you by what Amen. We do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.